Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, September 28, 2022, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Futures markets are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 0.7%. This follows lower trading in both Asian markets and early European trading. The US 10-year is up a basis point, yielding 3.97%. The dollar is up against the euro and pound, but down against the yen. Oil, gold, and industrial metals are broadly down, and cryptocurrencies also down. The bearish narrative has continued to strengthen in the wake of the latest US market performance. Headlines highlighted the S&P 500 touched the lowest level since 30 November, ending the bear market rally. Headlines have also included the unrelenting global rate hike cycle led by the Fed, concerns about UK fiscal policy heightening on negative implications from plans for unfunded tax cuts, geopolitical tensions flagged as another overhang on sentiment with speculation of Russian sabotage of the Nord Stream pipelines, and a fresh nuclear warning from Moscow following contested Ukraine referendum. On the data front, Italian September business confidence came in below consensus, and consumer confidence was also below consensus. French September consumer confidence came in below consensus a month ago. Norway August core retail sales came in below consensus. Swedish August retail sales came in below consensus and below month ago. And Denmark August retail sales slightly above flat. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, followed by August wholesale inventories, August pending home sales, and weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, Bloomberg reports that in the face of faltering demand, Apple has reversed plans to increase the iPhone production. Citing sources, the article says that Apple is seeing higher demand for higher-priced iPhone 14s than for the lower-priced options, and at least one supplier is therefore shifting production toward the more expensive options. Due up on today's earning calendar, we have Cintas and Paychex due to report their results before market open. Asian equities ended weaker across the region on Wednesday on reports that Apple had slashed iPhone production. South Korean and Taiwanese Apple suppliers dragged substantially on their indices, even as Seoul was readying the use of its stock stabilization fund. Japan finished near three-month lows, but did recover some into the close. The Hang Seng's tech stocks also weighed there, and Australia's IT underperformed on the ASX, with Southeast Asia mostly down. Reuters reports, citing a source, that Chinese monetary authorities are asking local banks to revive the counter-cyclical factor that was abandoned 2 years ago to help stem yuan declines. This adds to efforts that included the firmer-than-expected midpoint fixings, verbal warnings, and holding off major monetary easing efforts. And Australian retail sales rose in August, cementing expectations of a 50 basis point move by the RBA next month. The Australian Financial Review noted that markets are now pricing in a 76% chance of the Reserve Bank of Australia hiking rates by 50 basis points next month following the better-than-expected data. European markets are trading lower this morning, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC and German DAX all showing losses. The IMF has issued an unprecedented attack on the UK's fiscal policy. In a statement, it said that the 23 November budget should be used as an opportunity to re-evaluate plans with the untargeted measures threatening to stoke inflation. The IMF said it was engaged with UK authorities and warned it risked undermining the Bank of England's efforts to curb inflation. And the EU is reportedly to propose a price cap on Russian oil and dynamic cap on gas. Reuters reports that Europe is currently investigating the attack on the Nord Stream pipelines, with some reports that sabotage is the most likely explanation. The CIA had also reportedly warned German government in advance about a possible attack. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, September 28, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.